A computer monitor that can sanitize the air. That's our Textination. I'm Fred Fishkin. Joining us from Air Cleanse Systems, our president and CEO, Stu Sheldon, and founder, Ron Bloom. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us, Fred. Good morning.
Well, let's start about the concept here, what it is that Air Cleanse has developed. I guess, Ron, since you're the founder, I'll let you start off here.
All right. Well, we started out, we started postulating shortly after the pandemic started, almost 2 years ago, I guess. We thought that it was airborne, and we got lucky. And we found out, of course, later on that the virus was an airborne virus. And we started out working on a face mask. And we realized shortly after working on the face mask that there's a cone of exhaled air that comes out of the nose and mouth of an individual. It starts at about 50 millimeters right around your nose and mouth, and it expands out at approximately 22 to 30 degrees with a central line at around 10 degrees down. And so looking at it from a geometrical perspective, we realized very quickly that if we could capture the cone of exhaled air before it went out, let's say 3 to 4 feet from the face, we could actually catch it and clean it. And so we ended up discovering what we consider to be an overlooked territory, so to speak, from 1 inch to about 3 feet from the face. So the technology that we're going to talk to you about today, or that you're asking about, is really related to catching that cone of exhaled air before it disseminates or is distributed throughout the air in an indoor room. So that's really what our technology is about. It's really capturing the cone of exhaled air before it's so dispersed that it's impossible to catch it. And by doing that, we're able to catch the virus, or even, you know, airborne viruses, bacteria. It really doesn't, it's not totally related or limited to COVID. We can catch the cone of exhaled air, clean it, and then put it back into the room 99.97% clean.
So what is your background that led you to explore this?
Well, I'm like Grandma Moses. I'm an old inventor. I've been doing inventions now for the last 35 years. I'm educated as an eye doctor, but I've been fascinated with technology and inventions, and most of the inventions I've worked on have been in the eyewear, optical, ophthalmological area, but I've had inventions in other space as well. And really the motivation was just to help people and try to do our best to contribute to society and reduce the pandemic. But what's really the effect of the pandemic, but what really has come out of this is unbeknownst to us when we started working on this, there's been numerous indoor air studies done by Harvard University and many other universities around the world. And these indoor air studies that we can certainly get you, information on, what they're showing is that if you improve indoor air quality, you improve cognitive ability by almost 100%. You improve health, but you also improve performance and productivity. So that led us, we just naturally went down this road after we opened the door, and we realized that computer monitors and laptops are located, roughly within 3 feet of your face. And if you look at where I am right now, we're probably two and a half feet from the laptop screen that we're talking to you through.
Sounds like you're making the case for a return on investment here. So let's turn to Stu. Yeah, let's turn to Stu and hear about the products that you've got on the market or coming to market.
Yeah, great. Thank you, Fred. So when it comes to what we're trying to accomplish with AirCleanse, we're really trying to solve a fundamental challenge in indoor air, which is centralization. If you're in a building or a classroom, an office, a call center, or if you're on an airplane or in a train or a bus, they all have air handling systems that are built on scale. And you may have the greatest, highest quality HEPA filter, you may have UV light in there, but in order to get the air from the vent, there's actually a vent right above my head I'm noticing right now. And then that air comes out and it moves completely across the room to the return. So if I'm ill and I'm sitting on the vent side of the room and there are healthy people between me and the return, then I'm potentially infecting those people. As Ron said, we're also cleaning out mold, dust, smoke, pollen. From a product perspective, when we were at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas last month, we actually won an innovation award while we were out there for productivity. And we demonstrated a hand-built prototype that showed how a desktop computer monitor could have a shell put around it with, in that case, HEPA filters and fans. And we're taking the air cleaning technology and democratizing it. We're turning every single desktop monitor into an air cleaning system. As Ron said, 99.97% plus cleanliness, not just of my exhaled air, but of the ambient room air as well. So if you have a call center with 100 desktop monitors in it, you have 100 air cleaners spread throughout the room, one per person.
And what do you say to those who might say, well, that might work when people are facing the monitor, but what about when you turn your head or get up and look around, whatever? Is there still some effectiveness going on here?
Oh yeah, there absolutely is. It's not as effective, of course, as if I'm sitting right in front of it, but keep in mind, you've got cubic feet of air per minute, and we have all the science. We could go into those numbers, but the machine is constantly drawing in the same amount of air, whether someone's sitting in front of it or not. So even if I turn sideways, there's still a beneficial effect. Even if I get up and walk around, obviously my moving around is different, but that machine is still drawing in the same amount of air, still cleaning the same amount of air.
Yeah, and if I can add, remember, if you have 20 people in a room or however many you have in that room, as he walks around, those other monitors are also cleaning the air. So you're absolutely correct. If somebody's just looking at the monitor, coughs at the monitor, sneezes at the monitor, we really score big time. I mean, we really help out. Obviously, if somebody walks around, it's not quite as effective, but it's still far more effective than the way it is today. And also what we're doing is we're increasing what's known as clean room air turns per hour. So if you take a school, for example, just give you one example very quickly. We can show you the math on this, but the average classroom in the United States has somewhere around 2.5 to 3 clean room air turns per hour. Harvard has recommended that number go up to 6 clean room air turns per hour. If you have 20 of our systems working in that same classroom, you can actually increase it to 7 room air turns per hour, clean room air turns per hour. So as you can understand, it there's definitely an advantage to doing this over and beyond with one system.
What are the advantages you would have over, say, a standalone unit sitting on my desk that would, be an air purifier?
You, could we show you a video that was done by it's Resolved Analytics. It's using the most sophisticated computerized fluid dynamic modeling.
It shows a worker sitting in front of a monitor and coughing. And what you see is, as Ron talked about earlier, the cone of exhaled air or coughed air coming out. And different colors mean different particulate sizes from 1 micron to 10 microns, which would include most viruses and pathogens. And you see the exhale and you see all the exhaled air spilling past the monitor and going into the room. Then you see the same worker with this with an AirClinz enabled monitor. And what you see is the same cough, and you see almost, well, they say 100% of the exhale of the coughed particles being vacuumed, sucked in around the edges of the monitor screen, because that's where our capture box is, and being drawn into the system. And again, coming out the back, 99.97% clean. So it's an animation, but it's an animation of a scientific computer model.
It's a simulation. That's right.
So tell us about the product or products that you have, availability and pricing.
Okay, so our company is set up. This is the way we've done this for the last 35 years. What we do is we identify problems, we come up with solutions, we develop the solutions, we patent the solutions, and then we turn around and license and sell them to large global companies. So what you're going to find from us is we're kind of like ghostwriters, which we hope, and we have already gotten some interest. Of course, we can't tell you from who, but we hope and anticipate a large global company will end up taking this technology and exploiting it and commercializing it globally very quickly. So, we can't, it's very difficult to scale something around the world unless you're a large company. So that's what we end up doing, and it allows our technology to get out there much faster.
To answer your question though about specific product ideas and pricing, two quick builds on what Ron was just discussing. One is we see two opportunities when it comes to desktop monitors. One is an aftermarket clip-on unit that could be added to an existing desktop monitor. And then the second is to have an integrated AirClinz enabled monitor that comes off the production line with the AirClinz technology added to it. From a cost perspective, we know what it cost us to build our homemade prototypes. And even one at a time homemade, it's still significantly less than the average, say, computer programmer. If they miss a day of work, we know that in the United States costs the company around $375 to $400 in salary per day. We know that even the handmade prototype is significantly less than that. So once, as Roslyn was saying, once a global manufacturing company with scale gets a hold of the idea, their costs will be dramatically lower even than our prototypes. So the ROI, as you mentioned earlier, Fred, is very strong.
And this would have a filter that gets cleaned or replaced, something along those lines?
Yeah. So our prototypes were built using HEPA filters, medical grade HEPA filters, like a surgical suite at a hospital that could be replaced every 6 to 12 months. The fans we used in our homemade prototype could run 24 hours a day for 3 to 5 years. But you could use, under our patents, you could use HEPA, you could use UV light. At CES, we met a company that's using ultrasound to clean the air. That would be covered under our product as well. So almost regardless of what air cleaning technology you want to put in it, we're able to incorporate that in our product. Obviously, from a manufacturer perspective, there's kind of the razors and razor blades model, where you could also capture the downstream revenue, say, of replacing the HEPA filters.
Yeah, if I can add something very quickly, Fred, you were asking about the different technology or different products. If you let your imagination wander, if you can capture the cone of exhaled air from 1 inch from your nose to 3 feet, you can imagine. I mean, you can think about aircraft, you can think about trains, you can think about buses, you can think about vans, you can think about theaters, you can think about monitors. So there's numerous applications for this technology.
Very interesting. So for more information, where is it that people can go?
Go to our website. It's www.air-cleanse.com.
Very interesting. Nothing to sneeze at, or maybe it is something to sneeze at.
Well done. Well done. I will be stealing that line, Fred. That is brilliant. Thank you.
Stu and Ron, thank you so much for taking the time with us.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Fred.
Have a good day. Thanks.